Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
Now open, the Pendleton Center, a brand new upstate venue for McDougald Funeral and Cremation Services. This beautiful, versatile setting is now available for funeral remembrances in the Clemson, Townville, and Central area. McDougald offers custom layout options, a full kitchen, plus audio and video for streaming for funeral services, reunions, or meetings. There's a new gathering place closer to home and ready for your next event. Call 864-651-2121 for your appointment at the Pendleton Center. Now open, from McDougald Funeral and Cremation Services.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton features char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, 14 ice-cold beer selections on tap, chicken wings, and amaretto cheesecake. But wait, there's more. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half off sushi rolls. Wednesday nights, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. Never miss a game with 8 big screen TVs, great service, and even better food. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that means it's time for our annual Tigers for Tatas campaign here at The Roar. Last year, because of your generosity, we raised $125,000. Let's keep it going. All money raised goes to Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation to help fight breast cancer locally. You can donate, purchase pink wristbands and t-shirts on our website, wccpfm.com. Every cent counts. Tigers for Tatas 2020, let's make it our best year yet.
Walked up to the Road Rage, we are back. You know, the one thing I will say, and again, I already spent the whole first hour on the fact that there's really nothing to worry about from that Clemson-Syracuse game. The only thing that I'm a little concerned with is Clemson has not really been able to impose their will in the run game. And this was against a Syracuse team that had been gashed in the run game the last couple of weeks. And obviously, ETN and some things going on. But I think that group up front as a whole still needs to play better. And, of course, that's what the season and coaching is for. You know, I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. The other day, I suggested on Twitter that I would trade, if I was South Carolina, I would swap their entire staff for the Coastal Carolina staff, and I would be a better football program for it. I wrote that on Twitter the other day, and I wasn't joking. When I watch Coastal Carolina, they're one of the most well-coached football teams in the country. Their offense is innovative, sharp, really difficult to defend. You know what? They came off an enormous win for the program down at Louisiana Lafayette, right? And it's still their only loss. So they come off a big win, and they could hit an emotional low point for the Georgia Southern game, with Georgia Southern coming in. And then they lose their starting quarterback, McCall, who had played so well. That line on Saturday morning, went from 5 to Pick'em. And when it went from 5 to Pick'em, I knew that McCall wasn't playing, because that's the only thing that moves the line that much. Starting quarterback, you don't have him. So they play the backup kid, and what happens? Same thing. They do what they always do. They win. They win. Coastal Carolina is the best story of the college football season. And that staff, from Chadwell on down, has done a remarkable job. That offense with Korn and Isaac has been terrific. That defense, led by Chad Staggs, has been very, very good. Very, I'm telling you, week in, week out, there aren't many teams in America that are better coached than Coastal Carolina is right now. If you took this whole staff and you put them down in Columbia, that they become a much better football team almost instantly. I mean, once they settle in and are allowed to transform it. That's not a joke. I'm not saying that as like a look at me thing. I'm saying that because I just think they're better coaches, period. I think the offensive imagination, Coastal Carolina is a really difficult team to defend. They show you so many things, including triple option. They put a lot of things on your plate to have to defend. It's a really innovative, bright, difficult to defend offensive scheme that gives you a little bit of everything. Very difficult to prepare for. And defensively, they're doing the same thing with Chad Staggs. There's just no doubt in my mind that from a coaching standpoint, it would be an upgrade. A significant upgrade. Texter actually wrote me that too a few minutes ago. And yeah, I wrote that after the game after watching South Carolina's game on Saturday. And you know, and people keep writing me about Hilinski. You know, somebody wrote me a couple minutes ago and said, Walt, I just got in. But imagine if Bo Nix hadn't played a single snap this season. That's what Carolina's done to Hilinski. Kid played the entire season as a freshman and hasn't played a single snap on a 2-3 team. Exactly. And he was banged up all year, and you gave him no running game. Honestly, I don't know how he hasn't said a word. It's ridiculous. And what South Carolina keeps doing is embarrassing. Yasti, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for getting me in, Walt. And I'm gonna talk a little more about embarrassing. I don't know if you got to watch the game or not, but our defense played well, and that proves your point that you can't win with defense anymore. I think Penn State gave up 168 yards of total offense to Indiana before their last drive before regulation, and we just couldn't. I mean, Noah Kane went out of that game. There's still no report on when he's coming back. So we're down to a third-string running back, Devin Ford, who's a speed guy, but you can't run that read option with him the whole entire game and expect to gain yards. You can't, but our defense looked pretty good, and all you have to do is cover Freiermuth, and there goes our passing game. He looked good, though. But the good news, we play Ohio State at 7:30, so that gives me plenty of time to drink a lot of beer and not even watch the game. Yeah. Well, you know, it'll be an early night on Saturday.
Well, you know, look, I will say this. Quarterback played pretty well for the most part. Your offense moved the ball. Yeah. You know, I thought coaching let you down late in the game with tactics and decisions. You had a freeway situation in that game, which is something we've talked about on the show for years. More teams need to do it in the right situations. But you also need to be aware that of how it all works, and it can be used against you.
If it wasn't said to Devin Ford before he went out onto the field, then that's a coaching error. But I have a feeling it was said because as soon as he crossed that goal line, he tried to jump back out.
Yeah, might have been. And then, you know, it all comes down to I mean, look, you outplayed them. The game within the game, you significantly outplayed them. I mean, it's a game you should have won by 17 points, quite honestly. But it comes down to a two-point conversion, and I've watched that conversion. I've stopped it. I've I've looked at it every different way. I can't tell. My logic tells me the first of all, my logic tells me that no human being can do what he did. I don't know how he did it. He seemed to just hover above the ground because it looked like he was definitely going to touch down at like the 2 or 3 yard line. And I'm still not sure he didn't. I'm still not sure that part of his leg wasn't down there, nor am I sure that the ball didn't go out of bounds before it hit the the pylon. But the problem is everything I'm saying includes the words not sure. And since it includes the words not sure, the call on the field was going to stand.
Well, as they were doing the replays, I was sitting here. My 15-year-old was with me. He goes, "That ball hit the ground and then bounced up and hit the pylon." I said, "They're going to rule that good because the ruling on the field was this." I said, "However that was ruled, that's how it's going to be."
Yeah.
But, you know, after, you know, I mean, I'm biased. I think it hit the ground and then hit the pylon. But, you know, I mean, but I'm a Penn State fan, but
I think neither here nor there,
in my opinion.
And I think part of his leg might have been down because, again, my biggest thing in watching that over and over again is I don't know how he did it. I mean, I honestly, it looks impossible from a physical athletic standpoint. It's one of the great efforts I have ever seen in football history. I mean, you know, just for effort alone, you almost, you know, and I know you have a dog in the fight, but from a lone standpoint, you almost say, "Oh, well, we can't take that away from him," you know, because
it was a heck of an effort, and you know, you know, it is what it is. I mean, that game or that call that didn't win the game or lose the game. That was, sure, it was the end, but missed field goals and just we need a wide receiver. We need one.
Yeah.
And the
loss of Hamler hurt big time. Now I'll give you the good news. The good news is that Ohio State's defense is not close to what it was a year ago. Not remotely close. The offense is an issue. Now, Olave might have had a concussion in that game, and so he may be out this coming week when you play Ohio State.
Yeah, I looked at the depth chart on that, and it turns out Julian Fleming is his backup, and there's a little vendetta there between Julian Fleming and Penn State, and I have a feeling he'll go out and play. He'll go out and play, and he'll be actually that other freshman for them, Smith. I don't know how to say his last name.
Yeah.
It's like NJIBGA.
Yeah.
He looked good.
Yeah, look, they're still loaded, but Olave is a big loss if they don't have him.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, there was good and bad. I mean, we outplayed them in every aspect of the game except the final score.
Yeah. And didn't win. Yep.
That happens. Yep. All right. Thanks for getting me in, Walt. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Yasti. Appreciate the call. Let me get Kevin in here. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I'm good. I heard your comments about Coastal Carolina, and I'm a Carolina fan, and it's almost embarrassing to be a Carolina fan. It's like we're waiting on women's basketball season every year, so we finally have something to get loud about. Our women's equestrian team is pretty awesome. So let's carry it one step further. Let's get rid of this board of trustees that which has allowed this to happen for the last 5 years. Their voice is silent. The university president Carlson comes in last year. He could have made a big splash and got rid of this program. What's driving it in the ground? To be honest, we could have the coaching staff from Daniel High School or T.L. Hanna in there and probably get better results than what we've got with the Muschamp program in there. It's not South Carolina. Spurrier showed us that you can win at Carolina. He showed us you can be on the verge of being a contender. Now, did he win every game? No. But he showed that you can recruit in a three-state region and you can put a team out there that can compete with the schedule that they play. We haven't beat Clemson in 6 years, and it's a good thing we don't have them this year, or they would do to us what they did to Georgia Tech a couple weeks ago. And your question is, where do you go from here? Do you pay the money to Muschamp? I say you pay him today and fire him tomorrow and let the interim coaches run the rest of this thing throughout the year. We got 5 games left. I don't see us as a viable win in any of these next 5 games. Mississippi State, Missouri, Kentucky, Georgia, I mean, Texas A&M, they're all going to clip us. And so it's going to be up to the Board of Trustees. People need to quit being mad at Ray Tanner. He has some say in it, but this Board of Trustees needs to make the move without him or get rid of him. Let's make Dawn Staley the athletic director. Let's let her pick our next basketball coach. If there's a person in our Gamecock community that will find intangibles that are valued and can relate to today's modern game, I think it's her. And she'll find the right woman to come in, or man, to take over the Gamecock women program. She deserves it, and that's really on my plate. I do like the coach at Coastal Carolina. Me personally, I would go with Doc Holliday out of Marshall, and I'd bring his staff in. He would be my guy. But, again, no problem with the Coastal folks coming in.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, look, I feel your pain. I think that I think there are a lot of good candidates, and I think you need national search, but this is over. I mean, if South Carolina, if there's anybody within the South Carolina community that thinks that this is okay, then you're surrendering. Because, again, I think I saw the other day that 8 of Muschamp's last 13 losses have been by 20 points or more. And I forget where I read that. But the point is that nothing is changing. I actually think this team has better talent than the results they're getting, and that's coaching. I mean, and I can directly point to coaching mismanagement issues in virtually every game. And so you're just not getting the most out of this personnel. You're not giving yourself the best chance to win. I don't know what this Colin Hill thing is all about, but that was a bill of goods. People were sold a bill of goods about that whole deal, because he should not be playing. I mean, I'm sorry, he just shouldn't. He should be the third string quarterback at South Carolina, and anyone who doesn't think so is delusional. If they want to say that that's the best option or he knows the offense, that's all a load of crap. I mean, I don't know what they've done with Hilinski. I have no idea. But Hilinski was better as a freshman than this kid is, and he had no support. He had no running game, and he played through injuries all year. There's something wrong there. There just is. It couldn't be more obvious. And the question is, are you just going to allow it to continue, or are you going to change it? Hey, Kevin, good job. I appreciate the call. Yep. There's something just broken there. It's Clemson, Matt, Seminole, Ted. I'm coming to you as soon as we get back. Don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about Engineered Sleep. Look, the showroom's open. Engineered Sleep is still offering a 60-night sleep trial so customers can try our mattress with no risk and free delivery and takeaway of your old mattress. If you're mattress shopping, you have to go to Engineered Sleep. It's the place to get your mattress locally. Look no further. Every mattress is made in-house. Their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping so easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your home, set up for free. Buy local, buy direct from the manufacturer. They now offer kids mattresses as well. Get specially made kids mattresses to fit any bed frame for your little ones to sleep comfortably through the night. And, of course, if your little ones are sleeping comfortably through the night, you will too. Engineered Sleep believes they've thrived in their short history for two simple reasons: trust and quality. They're 100% dedicated to their customer satisfaction. It's not done until you say it is. Why make mattress buying more difficult? Just go to Engineered Sleep and get back to the comfortable. Mattress sizes: twin, twin XL, full XL, rear size, queen, king, cal king, adjustable beds as well. They have it all, made right here locally, made in America. Visit the factory today, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or online at engineeredsleep.com for more info. You will thank me later. Clemson, Matt, Central 10, as soon as we get back.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show, presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game, only on The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
I've told you before and I'll tell you again, if you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, I encourage you to call Parham Smith & Archinold Attorneys at Law. Medical malpractice is what they do. It's what they're known for, and they're known as the best. They've handled some of the largest medical malpractice cases in the upstate. It costs you nothing to talk with them, and you only pay if there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham Smith & Archinold.
Savor the traditional flavors of Mexico with a dining experience at El Jimador Viejo in Central. El Jimador Viejo describes the old farmers of the unique blue agave plant, a staple in their craft margaritas, and their unique selection of tequila your way. Pair them with delicious made-to-order Mexican dining selections. Savor the traditional flavors of Mexico 7 days a week. El Jimador Viejo in Central's Old Town Square on East Aquina Trail, just a half mile off Highway 93, 506-8063.
Hey, football fans, do you own a home? Do you own a business? If so, are you interested in protecting your family, your business, or your customers from harmful virus, germs, or bacteria? Hey, I'm Brandon, the owner of BioPure, and we're a germ control company located right here in South Carolina. My team and I look forward to the opportunity to serve you. We're safe, we're effective, and we're affordable. Call 864-BioPure today. Mention Football 2020 for a discount on your first treatment. 864-BioPure.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton is open for dine-in and curbside takeout. Try their hot wings and wash them down with an ice-cold draft beer from 14 different taps while watching the big game with your friends on one of their 8 big-screen TVs. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half-off sushi rolls. Wednesday night, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Are you mechanically inclined and love working with your hands? High-demand jobs with great wages are within reach in the exciting world of computerized machining operations, and the CNC Programming and Operations Program at Tri-County Technical College is your best next step. Literally dozens of companies right in our own backyard need you to learn the manual and computer-controlled machining skills today to enter the advanced manufacturing workforce of tomorrow. Learn more at tctc.edu/CNC.
Hurricane season is upon us, and winter weather is just around the corner. Don't let bad weather leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home hole standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips, Tipsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, Mr. Knickerbocker, and AFC Urgent Care. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today, the Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
Walked him to the road rage. You know, by the way, if you're looking for a DC, and I get he's only been there a year, but the job that Tony White has done at Syracuse is almost unbelievable. Consider these factors in this. You know, again, this is a disciple of the Rocky Long scheme. But consider these factors, right? He took over a defense that last year might have been the worst defense in America. Just an abomination of a defense. They've had no offense all year. None. I mean, they have finally found a little bit of offense with the Sean Tucker kid, the freshman running back, who I think is going to be a sensation at Syracuse, actually, and who posed Clemson a lot of problems on Saturday with the outside zones and the cutbacks. But they've had no offense all year. None at all. They've not been able to score or move the ball on anybody all year long. And so the only hope they've had at any success has been the defense. The defense has been put in terrible position over and over and over by the ineptitude of the offense all year. And yet they've still stood strong. And that's with losing their best player, Siska. Normally when a defensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator comes in and he takes over a cesspool defense, I mean, a defense that was an abomination, again, a year ago, it takes like, and he introduces a new scheme, the 3-3-5, it takes like several years before they begin to get it. This team has confused people defensively right from the start of the year. And still is. Tony White, you want the one real positive thing at Syracuse right now, Syracuse football? It's that guy. It's a job he's done. Clemson Matt, Seminole Ted, Russ Dog. Clemson Matt. Matt, how are you?
Well, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Matt.
Yes, sir. Real quick, real excited of my Tigers. I don't want you to get any wrong message that, I mean, it makes me sick to my stomach for us to have, a little bit of a rough game and then to hear people complain about that. To win by 20-something points and complain just don't make sense to me. I mean, every team has their day, especially 12 o'clock noon. But real quick, I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Matt, do you have me on Bluetooth? Are you doing something else? Because I'm losing you completely.
No, sir. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, now I hear you. So let's try your question again, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll just cut right to my question. I've waited a couple weeks to call and get in about this. I want to get your thoughts on Watson and his catching in the game. Part of me, like, he catches really good balls, and I mean, when it really matters, he catches them. However, I'm getting that sense of Deion Kane of just, I mean, you know, if you drop 1 out of 20, that's one thing, but I feel like it's 1 out of 10, 1 out of 12, and just wanted to get your thoughts on that real quick.
Yeah, look, I think he has work to do in that area. I think it's a confidence issue as much as anything else. I don't know that he has any sort of permanent issue. I think he needs to continue to work at it and maybe relax a little bit. Maybe he's putting too much pressure on himself. You know, I've heard the Deion Kane comparisons. I think he's a better talent, and I think he offers Clemson the potential to be the field stretcher in this offense. So I would just say not to give up on him in any way, shape, or form. I think it's way too early, and I think this is something he can work his way through. I'm not ready to label this a permanent problem. You know, I think he'll work hard on it and get better. So I'd just be patient with him, understanding a young player going through a little bit of an issue right now. But I think there's a lot of potential there.
Absolutely. Well, good deal. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that real quick. And, again, I appreciate your show. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate the call. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, and, you know, again, I don't think people are complaining. I think it's just discussion. I mean, you know, it's not usual that you see Clemson sort of play down. It happens less than any other team in the country. This program has become the most consistent program in America, not just the best, but the most consistent. So I think when you have an off day, you know, people are going to discuss what happened. Speaking of what happened on an off day, which is actually most of them down in Tallahassee, Seminole Ted, calling us
well,
from the forest
the
again
the crow,
today.
No, not from the forest. The taste of crow is not good, though, especially 2 days later. It still tastes just as bad. But, you know, I mean, penalties killed us, you know. You know, lack of discipline, penalties. And Louisville, just that seemed to be the best that Louisville's looked all year. They came out with on a mission. And, I mean, home game, they should have won. Yeah, it was a winnable game, and we chose not to win it. So I guess we'll have to look for a win somewhere else.
But wait a minute. Hold on. You know, again, It's mirror of truth time, Ted. I hate to do this to you, but it's mirror of truth time. And Noles fan wrote me that too on Twitter. He wrote penalties, this, that, whatever. You gave up 410 yards in the first half. All right, yep. That's not penalties. That's you just simply can't stop anybody. And so, you know, that there's not like some magical Band-Aid fix. We'll rub a little ointment on it and it'll be better. Nay. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You're just not any good, and it's going to take a while. You didn't lose because of did you take penalties? Yes, but when you give up 410 yards in the first half of a football game, it's you're losing because you're not good enough. You can't stop the other guy. I mean, that's what that means. I mean, that's an abomination. That's more than most people give up in a game.
You're right. Now, one thing I will look for, one bright side that we do have, we block more kicks and punts than anybody in the nation. So there is a glimmer there of things that are getting better. And like we've talked about, it's not going to get better overnight.
Right.
I know that. But we still want to see it. We want to see it relate week in and week out. So, you know, I did tell you I would call in and take my medicine one way or the other. So
you're a good man, Ted. You're a good man,
one
Ted.
One thing I think you need to run some sort of contest about how many different ways the Atlanta Falcons can blow a lead in a game, and I'll take that off the air.
Thank you.
Glad Ted. I'm not a.
Oh, yeah, I think you were saying glad I'm not a Falcon fan. Yeah, you know, look, on the Florida State front, you know, the truth is I consider your win over North Carolina, and I think I made this clear last week, like a semi-miracle. Right? It wasn't something that was going to be repeatable to me. It was like, okay, you know, we're to take these steps forward. I tried to emphasize last week, don't be outcome focused. You know, be focused on getting better incrementally. But don't make it outcome focused because you're going to lose the outcome focused battle. You're looking for subtle signs right now, just little signs. And here and there, you may bump into a win. But for the most part, you're going to have losses. Here's what happens. Like with Noles fan last week. You beat North Carolina, so now we beat a ranked team. We're back. I think we could go on Walt to win, you know, X amount of games the rest of the year. No, you're not. You're not any of those things. You somehow lucked into, bumped into a win. I got newsflash for you. North Carolina beats you like 99 of 100. You just happen to be, your lottery ticket came in that day. They're way better than you. They beat you 99 out of 100. But you misread that. You misread that into thinking, well, you know, that means we can beat Louisville. And that means we can beat, no, it doesn't mean any such thing. It means you were really fortunate and you won one football game. But that doesn't mean anything in terms of wins the rest of the year. There's just not going to be many wins. Maybe none. You're not good. And it's not going to be fixed overnight. So don't worry about the act. Don't make it outcome-based. You're not ready for outcome-based, quite honestly. You're not at that point. You're just not. Outcome-based might be 2 years from now. I know, see, Florida State fans don't want to hear this, but this is how bad you let your program get. There's not a quick fix to this. This is not, well, we still have five-star talent everywhere, so now Norvell, now we beat, well, everything's good. No. Slow down. No. And I'm not telling you this after the fact. I told you this last week off of the North Carolina win. I told you it really didn't mean anything. Other than it's a sign that you have the right guy. But don't start counting wins because there aren't going to be wins to count. Just be happy that you have the right guy. Sing his praises. Tell any Florida State fan who thinks that he needs to go that they're an idiot and they need to go. And be patient with him. And he'll fix it. I believe that. I believe he's the guy to fix it. You just got to let him do his work. And stay out of his way and don't get all excited when he does bust through and do the unexpected. Don't get all excited and think that means a bunch of more wins will follow. You're not at that point. Kiwi Financial Group, my guy Greg Wales, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different up-to-date plan, not some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all program. Financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments minimize risk from bad stocks and funds. Social Security, there are 314 different ways a married couple can begin to accept their benefits. You've done the right thing your whole life. Do not blow it now. That might be the most important financial decision you will make the rest of your lifetime. That's why you need Greg Wales. Health insurance, Medicare planning, what's best for you, life insurance, protecting your family from dying too young, retirement planning, estate planning, being certain your heirs get what's theirs and minimize probate taxes, college planning for your children and grandchildren and to maximize college financial aid opportunities. Kiwi Financial Group's on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call Kiwi today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816. 800-585-5816, or stop by their office in Clemson, 402 Pendleton Road, right next to Max Drive, and you will thank me later. All right, quick break. When we get back, it's Russ Dog, Byron, and Robert, all good callers on the other side.
It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. LiftMaster's MyQ technology alerts you if you forgot to close your garage door. And lets you close it from anywhere, anytime, with built-in Wi-Fi. It also has battery backup, so you can get in your garage, even when the power's out.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, CarolinaFreshFarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Take Cover Boat, RV, and Camper Storage, conveniently located at the south end of Lake Kiowee in Seneca. Over 200,000 square feet of indoor climate-controlled storage. Their facility has a state-of-the-art security system with 48 cameras. No long-term contracts required. Take Cover also features exclusive marina services, including dockside delivery and pickup. Outdoor parking available. Visit TakeCoverBoatAndRV.com or call Blake Jones at 864-608-9270 today.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Get special financing for 15 months. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent train dealer. Visit us online at pittmanac.com.
It's hard to stop a train.
Arrowhead Point Golf Course on Lake Richard B. Russell in Alberton, Georgia invites you to stay and play. For just $178 each, based on four players, you can enjoy two nights stay, two rounds of golf, two meals, and if you mention this ad, free replays. Cottages have two bedrooms, two baths, and fully stocked kitchen, sun porch, grill, dock and beach access. Some cottages are newly renovated. Stay and play. Arrowhead Point Golf Course, 706-283-6000.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton features char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, 14 ice-cold beer selections on tap, chicken wings, and amaretto cheesecake. But wait, there's more. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half off sushi rolls. Wednesday nights, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. Never miss a game with 8 big screen TVs, great service, and even better food. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
Former Governor Nikki Haley talks about her friend Lindsey Graham and his importance to South Carolina.
There's not a time you call Lindsey Graham and say, I need you, that he doesn't stop traffic and help. Lindsey has always been about helping people. Whether it's our ports that he's fighting for, whether it's helping recruit a company to South Carolina, whether it's fighting for American workers, South Carolinians come first, no matter who they are, where they come from, or what they need. Lindsey's always on it. His constituent services are second to none. I know Lindsey. He's a dear friend. Don't be fooled. None of what they're saying about Lindsey is true. There are radical differences between Lindsey and his opponent. Lindsey has been a huge part of the growth and success of South Carolina. It's why we need to keep him.
Remember, early voting has begun. Let's keep Lindsey Graham working for South Carolina.
I'm Lindsey Graham, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message and ask for your vote on Tuesday, November the 3rd.
Paid for by Team Graham.
Hi, I'm Kathy Black, Chief Nursing Officer at Bon Secours St. Francis. With COVID-19 rates still high, let's unite to slow the spread of the virus. Remember to wear a mask, practice social distancing, and wash your hands often. We're all together, 864.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Yeah.
Altiv Tula Road Rage. We are back. Lines are completely jammed. You want in 654-7627 when someone drops off. That's your chance to get in. You know, I don't know if I'll be able to find it now. Here. Gary from Greenville writes, hey, Walt, don't know if you mentioned this or not, but I don't think that Michigan win was a fluke, especially with the kid they now have a quarterback. That's Gary from Greenville. Well, you know, Rona, I hate to do this, but it's like so many other times. It was over a year ago that your humble road rage servant told you that the best quarterback on the Michigan roster is Joe Milton. I said, I don't know if they're ever going to let him play, but he's by far the most talented quarterback on the Michigan roster. And that he was better than the McCaffrey kid. He was certainly better than the schmuck they were playing. And I just didn't understand and didn't know whether they would ever let him have a chance to play. But, you know, you saw what he did against Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's defense was depleted, and I knew that they would be able to run over Minnesota with that depleted defense. Minnesota has to have everything perfect to win. They have a talented quarterback in Tanner Morgan, and they got Bateman back, but they lost just way too much experience off that defense. So when you put a 6'6", 250-pound quarterback on the field who's athletic, that was going to be problematic for Minnesota. Now, look, I don't think it's all going to go smoothly for Milton. But remember, I put Milton on the list of the 10 best arms on the planet. And I do think he'll make some mistakes moving forward. But I couldn't understand why this team insisted on playing Shea Patterson, who couldn't throw a ball 20 yards, when you had a talent like Milton sitting there. You know, so yeah, they're playing him finally. We told Michigan to play Milton over a year ago. We'd have to go back to find it. But I said it more than once. More than once on this show over a year ago, I said, play Milton. He's the guy who should be playing at quarterback. Well, now they are. So we'll see how it works out long term. I will say this. They're clearly already better than they've been. And I'm already thinking about a potential matchup with Ohio State. You know, Michigan is a significantly better team than they were a year ago because it's all about the quarterback. Remember that whole thing I did last year, Ramona, when I said, you know, they haven't had a quarterback really since Chad Henne. And I said, I think they have one, this Milton kid, but they refuse to play him. And I said, he's the most talented quarterback I've seen at Michigan in 20 years, but they refuse to play him.
Why weren't they playing him?
Well, they're playing him now. Who knows? It's like a process of evolution with some of these people to get to the right answer. I don't know. Rust Dog, Byron, Robert, Rory, Big Bad Bob. Rust Dog, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Rust Dog.
Yes. So I've long time listener to you. I think, it goes back to 2007 when you started? You were a guest picker, like guest caller with Mickey.
Honestly, Rust Dog, I'm not one of these people who keeps track of things like that.
Should I intervene?
Say so, if you say so, I'm sure it's true. I have no idea.
It was right after I moved to Greenville. But anyway, I have always just really loved you breaking down games. And
thank you, Russell.
Particularly with the gambling aspect. I'm not a degenerate, but I like the analytics of it. And anyway, so I think you went 6-5 this weekend.
Correct. Yeah.
Which I could care less how you did, because I used four of yours with three of my own, and I hit the biggest parlay I've ever hit in my life.
Cool.
It was a seven-way parlay, and it was a $25 bet, and I ended up winning like $6,500.
Wow.
So, didn't use my bookie, but, yeah, I got to give you credit, so I'm going to have to send you a Christmas gift or something.
No,
yeah, the four years they were spot on, and the ironic part of it is following Seminole Ted, because I had to use Louisville. The cover, I think it was 4.5, and then I took the Tulsa -12. I actually took Wake Forest with no points. And I took the Ohio State, took Bama covering, and what's the other one of yours that I used? Purdue, plus three. And they won outright. So if I had taken the outright on that, I probably would have doubled the winnings. But anyway.
Well, congratulations.
You're the man. That's all I got to say.
Congratulations, Russ Dog. The Wake Forest thing. Wake Forest was a 10.5 point underdog, and that was like stealing. The whole nation, that number kept going up because the whole nation had bought into this ridiculous hype about Virginia Tech for some reason. And Virginia Tech's just a bad football team, and they can run it, but they can't stop the run. Hooker can't throw a forward pass. And the 10.5 points there was just like stealing. And so so I'm glad you capitalized on that.
I was going to take the UCF Tulane, the over points, I think that was like 71 or something like that.
Yeah, 71 or 72.
It had already gone up to 74. I was like, that's just too many points. And it ended up being like in the 80s. So.
Yeah, it went over in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Nuts.
It went over the number in the third quarter.
Game, the tonight's NFL game, that point total just seems low. And I like Chicago. I mean, I really do. I think they match up well with the Rams for some reason, particularly because of how they did against the Bucs.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think Tampa was really ready at that point. I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask, Russ, on the Bears because, you know, I haven't lost many games against the spread this year, but two or three of the ones I have lost have been going against the Bears. And I don't. The Bears continue to surprise me. They basically win 21-20 every week. I'm still inclined to think they're not any good, but they keep finding ways to win. So at some point, you know, you got to stop
because
going against
them. They're playing the NFC East. I mean, they've beaten all the bad teams out of the NFC East. That's the Rams.
I don't know. I think they're a team that has no margin for error, but since they started, since they inserted Nick Foles into the starters role, they're just good enough to squeeze by, and that's what they've been doing. I mean, from a talent standpoint, do I think they should beat the Rams? No, but I'm out on them because I can't figure them out.
All right. Well, anyway, just wanted to call them. Thank you.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. And congrats on your winnings. It was, you know, look, I made a couple picks I never should have made this weekend. It was only 6-5 and 31-15, 31, whatever it is. It's up on Twitter. You can check it. It's there. It should have been 6-3. I never should have taken South Carolina. And then there was one other game that I gave out that really made me unhappy. By the way, Ramona.
Yes.
The outright ACC upsets, I have hit five of the last six weeks.
Five of six?
Yeah, which is insane because you're talking about major underdogs, and yet I've given you one every week. This week I gave you two. One of them hit, and then I missed one for the first time this year. Missed it in big fashion because Notre Dame crushed Pittsburgh. But Wake Forest was a 10.5 point underdog. They were one of my two ACC outright upsets, and of course they won. And again, I think we can stop talking about Virginia Tech now, and maybe start talking about the job that Dave Clawson has done at Wake Forest because it's truly remarkable. And he beat the state of Virginia the last 2 weeks, getting it done. Let me squeeze Byron in here. Byron, how are you?
Good. How are you, Walt?
Good, Byron. Good to have you as always.
Thank you. So I just had a little two questions. Wanted to get your feelings on what you might think that USC would do this season. They didn't lose a whole lot on offense, but a new defensive coordinator may become a problem. We'll see. And then I want to get your opinion on what do you think Keaton Slovis's prospect as an NFL quarterback would be?
Well, you know, starting with Slovis, because I think he's the key to the whole deal. When we were going to have a normal season, I thought Slovis would throw for 5,000 yards and be a serious Heisman contender. Might even win it. Now that we're going to have some sort of truncated season, I don't know whether that's in the offing anymore, because I just don't know whether he'll be able to put up numbers over a shortened season that would attract Heisman attention. It's almost harder to evaluate now. But I think Slovis was built to run that Graham Harrell offense, the quasi air raid. I think he was built for it. He gets the ball out quickly. He's decisive. He has good arm strength, not elite arm strength. You know, sort of a six on the scale of 1 to 10, but more than adequate. And I expect Slovis to have a huge year. I mean, JT Daniels left because he knew he couldn't beat out Slovis. So I think Slovis, even in this truncated year, will still have a big year.
And the other question that I had was if the Big Ten, you know, I don't know how many wins it's going to take for either one of the Big Ten or Pac-12 to even make the playoffs, if they will go into because of how many games they're playing and how that comes into play. So how many wins do you think it would take, or would they have to go undefeated and even have the possibility of getting in?
I think the Big Ten is just more respect nationally than the Pac-12, and they're going to play a couple more games. So I think the winner of the Big Ten is almost certainly going to the playoff, especially if that winner is Ohio State, because I think Ohio State is held in that type of respect right now. And I do think that the Ohio State offense is going to be terrific and is going to get better and better all week, although their defense is – not anywhere near what it was a year ago.
All right, well, thank you, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Byron. Yeah, I want to actually address that at some point. I watched that whole Ohio State game, and I'll tell you what the good and the bad is, because there is some bad. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylist.